just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
My thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and also the support of Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. We start looking ahead to Week 11 in the National Football League. More buys this week, another four buys this week, four teams coming off by last week as you move really now to 75% of the way through most of your fantasy regular seasons. With 10 weeks complete, most fantasy regular seasons are 14 weeks now. With a three-week playoff, some may be 15 weeks with a two-week playoff. If you were in a league playing fantasy football to determine your championship in Week 18, you're in the wrong league. You need to fire your commissioner or get in a different league next year. So let me just, as fast as I can, remember, I can answer your questions. I apologize to Cowboy kicker Brett Maher's brother, who emailed me way too close to the 1 o'clock kicks on Sunday, and I was busy with my own leagues and my own teams, as I often say in the podcast, with questions that he could have sent a day or two at least before. We've exchanged messages. He understands, and I appreciate him listening to the podcast. I call him the brother of Brett Maher because that's his last name. It's not true. Not as far as I know. And if it is, I'd love to be your guest at one of the home Cowboys games coming up in the next month or so, or maybe Thanksgiving, because the Jonas Brothers are the halftime show. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com is the email to ask me questions about your fantasy leagues. Get in your questions by no later than Saturday evening, so I will definitely see it because of the business that I have to handle with my own leagues, my own teams, and just stuff in life on Sunday mornings. I can get to your email if you send it no later than Saturday evening for Sunday games. You can also ask me about a Thursday game, although there hasn't been a ton of fantasy relevant players in Thursday games other than the Eagles a couple of weeks ago against the Texans. Although in last Thursday's game, Foreman has become a starting running back option for those of you who picked him up after the McCaffrey trade, even with the return of Hubbard from injury. Foreman was the fantasy star of the Panthers' win against the Falcons, and Cordarrelle Patterson owners who were thrilled by his return in Week 9 were significantly disappointed by his production in Week 10. Seahawks-Buccaneers, that was a Rashad White game for those that had pulled White off waivers, still available on waivers in a number of leagues, although that's probably going away this week. And the disappointment came with another running back for those of you the last month plus who have come to count on Ken Walker for Seattle. He was game flowed out of the game, and the Todd Bowles defense looked like the quality run defense they were when he was simply defensive coordinator for the better part of the last couple of years, as you were disappointed by Walker's performance last week. Let's see. Lions-Bears was another big day for Justin Fields, and I'll just bring this up, the reality of it. These big days for Justin Fields, the Bears aren't winning. But from a fantasy standpoint, Justin Fields is playing fantasy football for you. If you're a Khalil Herbert owner, things were great until he left the game due to a hip injury. Keep checking status on that. Also keep checking status on that this week if you're a David Montgomery owner. Maybe you weren't going to be playing Montgomery in recent weeks. If there's no Herbert, you're definitely playing Montgomery if Herbert is going to be inactive. Amon-Ra St. Brown, bounced back. You know, there was that stretch near the end of last year and the beginning of this year where Amon-Ra St. Brown was a wide receiver one, and his owners are hoping this is the start of that in garbage time again for the rest of the fantasy season. Dolphins and Browns, Jeff Wilson, the running back that lost his job in San Francisco when the Niners acquired Christian McCaffrey, and then John Lynch traded Jeff Wilson to the Dolphins at the trade deadline, simply saying, we only have room for so many running backs. Wilson, the last seven quarters, has been extremely productive for a former position coach with the Niners, Mike McDonald, who's now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. From the Browns' standpoint, okay game from Nick Chubb. You always hope for more, but he got you double digits. It was a disappointing game for Amari Cooper, as Donovan Peoples-Jones had his once every 6 to 8 weeks bubbles up as a Browns option. I think you're chasing points if you're plugging and playing Donovan Peoples-Jones this particular week. Let's keep doing the recap just with some thoughts on Week 10 results. Titans-Broncos. Broncos, really nothing of significance. Anytime you've been playing a Bronco this year, for the most part, you're disappointed. And Jerry Jeudy owners now dealing with an injury as it relates to him. From the Titans standpoint, the return of Ryan Tannehill meant they actually had a passing game, and it was Nick Westbrook with 119 yards and two touchdowns. So Derrick Henry owners were like, what just happened? So it was the rare non-double-digit fantasy game for Henry. And Nick Westbrook, I'll put it to you this way, I'd rather pick up Westbrook this week than a Donovan Peoples-Jones, because the Titans, in the end, they want to balance the offense. They can't just keep handing it to Derrick Henry. I mean, he carried it 19 times, but Westbrook had five catches for 119 yards and two touchdowns. Some are saying Treylon Burks is the pickup. I'm not. I say stick with Westbrook if you want to play a Titans option going forward. This may be telling that it was Westbrook on the receiving end of productive throws from Ryan Tannehill and not Treylon Burks. Didn't watch the game, just looking at the numbers, just my second opinion. Vikings-Bills, there were plenty of fantasy points in that game to go around, except if you're the person hanging on to Alex Mattison, waiting for the Dalvin Cook injury shoe to drop. Hadn't happened. You don't root for injuries, but Cook hasn't made it through a full season. This is why you're keeping Alex Mattison, who we know is capable, we hoped was being traded at the deadline, didn't happen. Huge game for Justin Jefferson, big game for Dalvin Cook, enormous fantasy game for Josh Allen. Devin Singletary, two touchdowns rushing on 47 yards, continues to be sort of a low-end RB2. Against the, you know, the optics, he's getting it done from a fantasy standpoint. Diggs didn't get you in the end zone. Gabe Davis did. No third pass catching fantasy target has really emerged. It's sort of guesswork all year for the Buffalo Bills, just because so much goes through Diggs and Davis, and Singletary's getting enough run, literally running, and Josh Allen doing so much with his legs. Sorry that there are pauses here, but this is the way my internet is choosing to work as it relates to these game options. From the Texans' standpoint, it's still just Damian Pierce. 17 carries, 94 yards. He caught two balls, so he touched the ball 19 times for 122 yards of tandem offense, even though he didn't score for loser Lovie Smith. From the Giants' standpoint, decent game for Daniel Jones, big game for Saquon Barkley. I think you're chasing points with Darius Slayton. It was just three catches, even though it was 95 yards, and a touchdown. The Wandale Robinson train just can't get going. At some point, I think it will, but Dable may need another offseason working with Robinson to get him up to speed. Jaguars Chiefs, not a great game for ATN. Christian Kirk, you can still play him every week, right? As low-end wide receiver two, wide receiver two slash three, flex option, 105 yards, two touchdowns in the Jaguars' loss to the Chiefs. Travis Kelce did what he normally does. Kadarius Toney, four catches in this game, 57 yards and a touchdown. That's worth monitoring. And Isaiah Pacheco, in games where the Chiefs aren't forced to come from behind, continues to see the majority of the offensive snaps for Chiefs running backs, as he had 16 carries. Interestingly, didn't catch a pass. All of his touches came in true rushing attempts, and Mahomes threw for four touchdowns. See if I can move this on a little bit quicker. Saints Steelers, nothing good going on with the Saints unless you still own Alvin Kamara and you were disappointed that Kamara was basically game flowed out of that game. Saints just don't have a quarterback. I wonder when they're just going to play Taysom Hill at quarterback. I mean, it sounds like they don't want to play Dalton this week. Do they go back to Jameis? Taysom Hill's not a long-term option, but he might be better than the other two guys you got. There was nothing fantasy significant about what was going on there. Najee Harris did touch the ball 20 times, all via the ground for 99 yards. That's his most productive game in a couple of months. Jaylen Warren did touch the ball 12 times for 77 yards. No touchdowns for either of them. No pass-catching option provided very much of anything for the Steelers. And first game under Jeff Saturday. Matt Ryan goes back under center because he's your only legitimate NFL quarterback. Not really fantasy relevant. But Jonathan Taylor, haven't seen this since September. Over 20 fantasy points with 147 yards rushing and a touchdown. Even caught a couple of balls for 16 yards. Paris Campbell, who Matt Ryan likes, had a good game. I'd put Paris Campbell in the Westbrook category. If you're looking for a wide receiver on waivers this week, I think those are your guys more than chasing points with some of these others that bubbled up last week. Matt Ryan had a rushing touchdown? Wow. Even I didn't know that. Raiders, yeah, it's still, they're a mess. Jacobs got you double-digit fantasy points. Adams got you double-digit fantasy points. And no one else is significant, even with other pass-catching options being injured. Mac Hollins wasn't involved very much. He's had just one big game all year. I know he was a popular waiver pickup last week. Cardinals-Rams, two backup quarterbacks. Cooper Kupp injured. Keep checking status there. Nothing significant from Akers or Kyron Williams, for those of you hoping a running back emerges in L.A. James Conner had a good game, and the Cardinals just cut Eno Benjamin. So clearly Eno Benjamin had the wrong attitude about what was going on in Arizona. Keep checking status on Kyler Murray. I would expect he'll be able to go this coming week, but keep checking status. McCoy's okay as a backup for a game here or there. He still got the ball to Rondale Moore, and he still got the ball to DeAndre Hopkins. For those of you playing in outdated mandatory tight end leagues with Zach Ertz, sorry. Cowboys-Packers in a game that's just so reminiscent of, for me as a Cowboy fan, how the Cowboys the first half of last season were one of the best teams in the NFL, and then it just fell apart. And here we are starting the second half of the season, and it just fell apart in Green Bay. Could have put the game away early, didn't, up 14, didn't put it away. Questionable decision in overtime. Cowboys still, from a fantasy standpoint, tons from Tony Pollard. Keep checking status on Ezekiel Elliott. Even if Elliott plays, you're not benching Tony Pollard. Huge game from CeeDee Lamb. Dalton Schultz got in the end zone. Packers, Christian Watson. Maybe put him in that category with Westbrook. And who else? And Paris Campbell in terms of waiver pickups this week. Lazard didn't get in the end zone. He simply didn't have the speed to finish what could have been a game-ending play in that was in overtime. But still, he catches key balls from Aaron Rodgers. A.J. Dillon still just – it's been better in recent weeks, but is it going to happen this year or not? We're skeptical. 49ers, Chargers. Chargers didn't have much in this game. Like, Carter got in the end zone. You didn't get what you usually get from Eckler. From the Niners' standpoint, are they really going to split reps between Christian McCaffrey and Eli Mitchell? That's what we're hearing, at least for now. If you're a McCaffrey owner, you don't love that. If you have Eli Mitchell, you do love that. And finally, the surprising Monday night result where the Eagles just looked like they were going to come out and dominate Washington, and Washington played well. Well prepared, played hard. Eagles couldn't get first down, stay in front of the chains. Washington dominated time of possession. Best game for Brian Robinson in terms of his workload, his ability to bust longer runs. He got in the end zone. McLaurin was still very viable from a fantasy standpoint. Don't chase points with Taylor Heineke. I think this is kind of a one-off for Washington. I still think they could be a playoff team. I think all teams from the NFC East could make the playoffs. All of them. Because right now, I'm not sure I see a more viable third wild card from any of the other divisions. From the Eagles' standpoint, they just didn't get first downs. They didn't. They had turnovers that they didn't have all year. It was just not their night. So, you know, Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, Devontae Smith keep checking status on A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert. They've been good to you recently. You just have to write this one off. Sometimes it's just not your night. And I watched all that game last night. I find the Eagles, I know you'll say this is odd because I'm a Cowboy fan. I like watching good football teams. I find the Eagles to be, you know, they're 8-1, 8-1, 9-1, whatever it is. It's 8-1 because they had a bye week. I like watching good football teams. That's why, you know, people ask me about college football and what do you think of this team at, you know, 6 wins or 5 wins. I'm like, I'm not watching them. I'm watching the 8 or 9 or 10 win teams. I'm watching the good teams. Eagles are a good team. Just wasn't their night, and Washington was better. Washington did so many good things last night. Got key turnovers. First downs. I hated the penalty that essentially ended the game, and I hated the way Taylor Heineke celebrated a chicken shit penalty. But yeah, I get it. It was you take a knee like that, and an Eagle player just kind of slides into you, and you know, make sure you know he was coming at you. I get it. I just didn't like it at all. Much as I didn't like the bad face mask penalty that led to the fumble, because they don't review personal fouls, which I wish they would. All right, that's enough from me. I'll get you another one later this week. Looking ahead to some games, remember, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters.